Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing the tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside. Episode SP38, Winter Music Special, 2013. Hello, welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show. I'm Gary.
And I'm Ruth. Before we start, I would like to say a big thank you for downloading this holiday special, as well as all our other stories. It means a great deal to us.
It does. We don't often get a chance to say it, but thank you. This is a huge show, so thank you for taking the time to download, listen, and hopefully enjoy it.
And don't forget, if you want to chat to us, you can do that using Twitter or Facebook, or you can email us at garyandruth@celticmythpodshow.com. If you'd like to send us some feedback, you can either email us at that address or use the voice feedback widget on the website. You know, the little grey thing on the right-hand side.
So, tell me, what's this show all about?
This is a festive music show with 11 tracks chosen to warm the cockles of your heart in the depth of winter, from Samhain to the solstice and out through to the coming new year.
Cool. So who have we got in the show?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Oh. You'll just have to wait and see.
Oh! Okay then. Okay, I suppose it makes it all the more exciting.
So have we got any news and views?
Yes. Well, I thought you might like to tell everybody a little bit about the wild geese.
Oh, yes. We've joined a new online community. It's specifically for those looking to explore Irish history and heritage, and in particular, it celebrates the Irish all around the world.
Oh, that sounds like a fascinating site.
It is. There's so much on it, and it's very alive. You know, not one of those dead sites that no one ever speaks on. You'll find so much information there. History, all recipes. There's some really good recipes.
Yeah, they seem to be very popular, don't
there
they?
There is. Yeah. They've got some recipes, Irish games, things you've never heard of. Go and have a look. They're fabulous. You'll find all the details in our show notes.
I must admit, it does look good. I ought to spend more time there. Now, I've got a little bit of super news as well.
Really? What's that?
Well, do you remember the Pentacle Drummers, the super drumming band that we used to play with before I hurt my shoulders?
How could I forget them? We still see them a lot at various events that we attend, don't we?
Yes, we do. And we're sure looking forward to their wassail in the new year.
Yes, we are. We'll put the details about the wassail in the show notes for anyone in or near Sussex in the UK on the 18th of January.
Too right. Anyway, they're about to release a new album, and it sounds amazing.
Oh, that's good news. What's the album called?
My turn to be mysterious now. You'll have to wait until later in the show and find out then. But we're lucky to have a preview track from that album to get your blood pounding and eager for it to come out.
Okay, so you've whetted my appetite. How about we crack on with some music?
That sounds a good idea.
Winter really starts to settle in Europe with the Festival of Samhain. So have you got a piece of music to start us off in the right mood?
Yeah, I have. Have a listen to the track Samhain by Phil Thornton. It's a wonderfully atmospheric track and brings back images of the mists between the worlds as well as the drums of the shaman. Anyway, have a listen.
Thank you. That was Samhain by Phil Thornton from his album Solstice, a beautiful and evocative piece of music.
You can hear some more of Phil's music a bit later on if you keep your ears open.
Cool. So, what have we got next?
Well, one of the most magical things about solstice times is that there are two times when the sun seems to stand still in the sky during the year. The time of the longest day and the time of the longest night.
The winter solstice and summer solstice, well, right?
That's right, yeah, yeah. And they happen at the same time, if you see what I mean.
No.
Well,
do you mean that while it's winter solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's summer solstice in the Southern Hemisphere?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Right, okay.
And in honour of our friends down under at the time of their longest day, here's the wonderful Dave the Bard with his tribute to Australia, The Dreaming.
Visitor to your shore, following a dream I can't ignore. From a distant land you may never know, of sun and rain and snow. Here where the endless skies reach for the sun, trees stand like the oaks of Albion, and the land sings in lines of ancient song for the soul to sing along. And the Southern Cross shines down on where I stand. And I hear the voices from the singing land. Here where the land still is king, beneath red sand the ancestors are dreaming, and a mother knows which song must be sung. And mountains where they stand. These songs are in the kookaburra's call, but she's laughing at a song. And the Southern Cross shines down on where I stand. And I hear is from the singing land. Oh, I can feel you dreaming. Oh, I can feel you dreaming. Oh, I can feel you dreaming. Stars now shine up above. I've returned to the land that I love, but my heart must try to understand. It's now shared by another land. Beneath the plough, I look to the setting sun. As I stand once more on the land of Albion. But the Southern Cross will guide me to your shore, to hear you sing once more. And the Southern Cross will shine down on where I stand. I'll hear the voices from the singing land. Oh, can you feel me dreaming? Oh, can you feel me dreaming? Oh, can you feel me dreaming?
That was the amazing Dave the Bard with his track The Dreaming from his latest album, Antlered Crown and Standing Stone. Check out the show notes for more details. Love that Dreaming track.
Following nicely on from that, we have an enchanting medley from our favourite Australian band, Spiral Dance.
Oh, excellent. What is it?
Have a listen to their medley, including Summer's Farewell, Bovin na Toitorn, and Idbury Hill by Spiral Dance. And I hope I pronounced that correctly.
We'll follow the old track way down to the river. Knee-long duet grass, the rogues of the dusk. At the pick stone we'll leave the best milk and some butter for the old god who lives in the gold body husk. Three willows there are that do grow by the river. Wild magic is locked in their knotted tree roots. We'll gather together and summon that wildness. Dream of the corn god's bright green body shoots. Oh, honeycomb maiden, brown apple tree mother, we call on your power and sing you our song. Your radiant brow lights the dim days of winter, the sheaves that you cradle of red and brown ale. And lo, the old inn and the lights and the fire, and the fiddler's old tune and the shuffling of feet. Soon for us shall be quiet in rest and desire, and tomorrow's uprising today shall be sweet. On the dark river, a summer brown hair bids the full moon farewell. See there the firelights of the village are shining, where blacksmiths and bards have their own tales to tell. We'll stop at the circle of stones near the river, where a bonfire is burning its embers to ash. The pipes and the drums send us weaving and wheeling, a dance to reflect the blue night's starry sash. Oh, hazelnut gardener, old man of the forest, we call on your power and sing you a sail. Your radiant brow is the life of the greenwood, the seeds that you sow are the heart of the air. And Lord, the old inn and the lights and the fire and the fiddler's old tune and the shuffling of feet. So for us shall be quiet and rest and desire, and tomorrow's uprising today shall be butter and bread. We'll toast up the hot side, the long days of summer, and wend in the darkness our way home to bed. Our Lady of Leafbud now stands in the shadows, her gown stained with blackberries, rose hips and blood. The green man stands proud in his crown of ripe acorns that soon shall be hidden beneath winter's hood. O Queen of the Three Crowns, O mistletoe flower, we call on your blessings and sing you our sail. The air's getting cold and the night's getting longer, but the King of the Wheel spins a magical tale. And lo, the old inn and the lights and the fire and the fiddler's old tune and the shuffling of feet. So for us shall be quiet and rest and desire, and tomorrow's uprising today shall be sweet.
That was the multi-talented Spiral Dance from Australia with their beautiful medley, Summer's Farewell. And it's from their lovely double album, Through a Sylvan Doorway. And
you're not going to have a go at pronouncing it.
No, I will not.
But it is a superb piece of music, isn't it?
It is. And the album itself is fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
That's Through a Sylvan Doorway by Spiral Dance.
Anyway, that track was a really beautiful evocation of the warmth of summer's lazy days and the joy of a nice glass of wine during the warm, light evenings.
It's strange that our global family can be in winter and summer at the same time, isn't it?
It is odd, isn't it? Did you know it's nearly 40 degrees in Australia right now? And we've got floods and storms here.
I was going to say, we've got torrential rain and gales and all sorts.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's time now that we played something that we've never played before.
So what did you have in mind? I'm a bit worried.
Well, we've played music in Scottish Gaelic, music in Irish Gaeilge, music in Welsh, but Brittany is one of the Celtic countries as well, and we haven't played anything in the beautiful Breton language so far. So have a listen to the powerful folk sound of Dom Duff, who sings in his native Breton tongue and works really hard to help preserve Breton traditions. We've got the Breton alongside his translation in the show notes so that you can follow along. So if you're ready, have a listen to Dom Duff with his Song of Arwen, Cun an Arwen.
Doused hot clevet o pers bedano cys cam nam nawen a hwes e fano me mi zeven a hwes e da grohen
Oh, dreaming.
And that was Breton power folk at its best, with the amazing Dom Duff and his song Can an Arwen, the Song of Arwen, from his album Roch. The translation of the original Breton will be in the show notes, as well as more information about Dom's powerful music.
That was superb. So what have we got to follow that?
Now we have a wonderful poem called The Winter Queen, written by a poet and novelist, Vivian Tufnell, who writes modern novels about the powers of nature and the fae, myth, lore and magic.
Oh, her books do sound fascinating. A lady to watch with interest. We'll definitely have more information about her in the show notes.
Absolutely. So have a listen to The Winter Queen.
The Winter Queen by Vivian Tufnell. She came softly on the trailing edge of fevered dreams and sinking sleep. Face a mask of opaque ice, her eyes blue bright as sunlit glacier. Hair as soft as swans lost down, filled with pearly honesty and skeletons of Queen Anne's lace. Her wreath was of frozen holly leaves, dotted with berries of bloody red, and dusted with traces of white hoarfrost, like glitter on a Venetian mask. Her clothes, the rags of summer splendour, faded by the autumn skies, and ripped to ragged ruin by gales and snowstorms yet to come. Around her throat, withered rowan berries, and rock-hard sloes dried to stone, the meagre treasures hanging still amid the shaking hedges there. A staff, a shaft of blackthorn, bare of leaves but bearing thorns and buds, hard and tight as clenched fists, defiant of the clutch of cold. Her voice was hoarse with winter storm, yet soft as a draught under my door, insistent and full of power, commanding me to obey her words.
The creatures of the wild will need more food than my late sister did provide. For my realm and season will persist past the time when buds should break. Take my rowan beads and hang them where the birds will feed, as signal that you will be their friend, though my reign be far too long.
I woke, her touch upon my face turned skin to leaden hue, like death.
What a beautiful poem.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And did you notice that behind that poem you could just hear another track by the extremely talented Phil Thornton?
Oh, yes. And that was yet another track from his wonderful album Solstice. It was called While the Green Man Sleeps. Perfect for this time of year.
Mm.
By our very own sonic sorcerer, Phil Thornton.
Now I think it's time to bring us firmly back onto Albion shores with a track from the Dolman Superb Yuletide album.
Okay.
So, have a listen to The Oak and Holly Kings by The Dolman.
Thank you. shovel to watch the battle of the kings. The earth beneath is frozen deep, and time to wake him from his sleep. Thank the Father, how they turn under the year. Praise to the oak and holly kings. One will live, the other will die. To be reborn again. Man the hunter, the king of all is heard. Man the hunter, the king of all is heard. Battle to rule this sacred isle. Centuries have come and gone, the timeless struggle carries on. Give the light and all to be hearts. Praise to the oak and holly kings. One will live, the other will die. To be reborn again.
Was the powerful sound of the Dolmen with their track The Oak and Holly Kings from their album Winter Solstice.
You can find out more about the mighty Dolmen in our show notes.
After Dolmen the Dolmen, I think it's time we calm things down a bit, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Psycho Dream Mix is the name of the musical project that's the brainchild of a lovely man, Salva Moreno. And here is an enchanting track from his Christmas 2013 playlist called Childhood Blessing. Thank you.
That was the beautiful sound of Psycho Dreamix with his new Christmas track, Childhood Blessing.
Absolutely gorgeous. You can find out more about Salva and his music in the show notes for this episode at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com.
Okay, I want to pick the next track now, please.
Oh, all right then. Okay, so what would you like to hear?
Well, we've had a couple of super albums released in 2013, and one of my favourites is Urban Druid by Canunas Rising.
Oh, yes. A beautiful album that really does step up to the mark in following their first album, Wild Soul. Superb album. What track did you have in mind?
One that I like most. Have a listen to the fabulous George Nicholas and Canunas Rising with their rousing track, Witch's Tree.
I sit beneath the witch's tree, the elder mother talks to me. I journey to the other side, her fragrance takes me there. Old lady standing wise and bent, midsummer's night, I breathe your scent. The other world so near, so far, so will you lift the veil? I sleep beneath the witch's tree, the right stones watch over me. The fae, they dance by full moonlight. I watch them as they shine. Breathe deep and drink a wine. Queen of herbs, good fortune bring. You mystic healing ways I sing. To you I'll meet the fairy folk, all dancing in a ring. Old girl, give up thy sacred world and staff and wand. To me you should, for I will give you some of mine when I become a tree. I sleep beneath the witch's tree, the rollerized stones watch over me. The fae, they dance by full moonlight. I watch them as they shine. Breathe deep and drink a wine. Summer's night, breathe your scent. You're the world so near, so far. I see beyond the veil. I sleep beneath the witch's tree. The rollerized stones watch over me. The fae, they dance by full moonlight. I watch them as they shine.
The unmistakable and powerful voice of George Nicholas and Canunas Rising with their track Witch's Tree from their latest album, Urban Druid. Superb album.
George has had a super year with his charity, Art for Their Sake, that paints murals for children's hospitals. And he's starting to revive some of his skill with pastels at the moment.
Wow. Will we have some of that work in your show notes?
Yes, he's doing some super work. with pictures of witches, goblins and fairies. Go and have a look.
I will. Now then, another lovely new album this year was Kellyana's great album, Traditions. She revives some of our best-loved favourite songs and gives them that special twist with the help of some of her friends, Jenna Green and Wendy Rule.
What a lovely idea. What have we got from the album then?
Well, have a listen to Kellyana and Jenna Green with the old Christmas song, O Tannenbaum. Rendition of O Tannenbaum was sung by two of our oldest show friends, Kellyana and Jenna Green. More details about both and Kellyana's latest album can be found, I guess, in the show notes?
Yes, in the show notes. Did you know that our American friends will probably know O Tannenbaum as O Christmas Tree?
No,
Yes. I think that's what it means, though, isn't it?
That's right. But quite often it's Old Christmas Tree rather than Tannenbaum, because I suppose it's easier for the kiddies to remember.
It's very clever, though.
Hmm.
Yeah, brilliant anyway. Idea.
So it must be time for you to let us know about the brand new forthcoming Pentacle Drummers album, then.
I guess you're right. Okay, yep, you are right. Get ready for an exclusive, as yet unreleased preview of a track from their new album, Rumbling Thunder, which is just about to roll from the presses.
Exciting stuff. So what can you tell us about the track?
Well, imagine that you are some poor, rain-drenched Roman soldier about to face a Celtic horde who are marching towards you just over that hill. And as you wait...
Yes?
You start to hear the sound of their drums.
I can see that.
And while you're thinking that, have a listen to War Cry by the Pentacle Drummers.
Wow, that certainly gets your blood pumping, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just? What a powerful sound. That was War Cry by the Pentacle Drummers from their forthcoming album, Rumbling Thunder, which should be available by the time this show comes out, or if not, shortly after.
I can't wait for the album to be released. I'm sure we'll find space on our website or on Facebook to let you know about it. Now, do you think we've got time for a final track?
Check my watch. Yeah, I'm sure we can slip one in. Did you have one in mind?
Yes. How about we say our goodbyes with a beautiful rendition of The Parting Glass by one of our show friends, Celia, or Celia Farron, as she's sometimes known.
Perfect.
Have a listen to The Parting Glass.
All the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company. Oh, all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Farewell, and joy be with you all. Oh, all the comrades that e'er I had, they're so sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er I had, They wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I will gently rise and softly call. Farewell and joy be with you all. Oh, if I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while. There is a fellow in this town that sorely has my heart beguiled. His chin so strong, his arm so true, he alone has my heart in thrall. So fill to me the parting glass. Farewell and joy be with you all. Farewell and joy be with you all.
That was The Parting Glass by Celia from her album The Bard of Armagh. You can find out more about Celia and the wide range of her music in our show notes.
Lovely track. Thank you so much, Celia, for sharing your parting glass with us. But I think that's the end of the show now, isn't it?
Yes, sadly, it is.
So thank you for staying with us for our winter special, and we'll be back very soon with the rest of our retelling of the first branch of the Mabinogi.
So until then, we wish you a warm and joyous festive season with all possible blessings at your hearthside.
And we wish you a very happy Hogmanay and New Year. And to play us out, here are the Harp Twins, Camille and Kennelly, with their arrangement of Auld Lang Syne.
Was Camille and Kennelly with their arrangement of Auld Lang Syne. And until we're back with you in the new year, we'd like to say
Húlvaur. Now I think it's time to bring us firmly back into Albion's shores with a track from the Dolmen superb Utiles? What's a Utiles?
I don't know, but into Albion's shores?
Well, onto would be good.
Tunnelling for Utide. Anotherly?
I don't know, you're just making it up as you go along now, aren't you? That's Through a Sylvan Doorway by Floss the Plot. I was going to say it again.
Who did Through a Spiral Doorway? Who did Through a Spiral Dance and the Sylvan Doorway?
What are you talking about?
Okay, what band's Adrian in?
Spiral Dance.
Okay,
yes.
What's their latest album?
Yes, it is Through a Sylvan Doorway.
Yay!
You've been listening to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, available from CelticMythPodShow.com.
We hope you've enjoyed the show and will stay tuned for the next episode. You can send us an email or some voice feedback to Gary and Ruth at CelticMythPodShow.com. The show notes for this episode can also be found on the website. We'd like to say a special thank you to Coulan's Hounds, who provided us with the theme music for our show. You can find them at www.sfhounds.com. We'd also like to say a big thank you to Anne Roos, Master Harper, and Keltoria, with a K, Celtic New Age Music, who have both given the show unrestricted access to their music. And thanks again go to Diane Arkinstone and Kim Robertson, whose music has been used as some of the transitions you've heard in this show. You'll find links to all of these wonderful artists in the show notes at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com.